Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Batman was a fairly forgettable comic book character. It had a long career, but it was a fairly average one until in the mid-60s a TV series was made starring him, starring Adam West as Batman, Bruce Ward as Robin, and lots of people as guest stars, and everybody wanted to be on because it was bloody entertaining. Extremely campy, but extremely entertaining. There is even a lovely movie, which is highly recommended. It's dangerous for your sanity, but it's still a lot of fun. Now, a couple of years back, after what I consider the repeated failures of the Batman reboots and all the disaster movies they've had, I'm thinking of the Bane monstrosity or Batman v Superman, or the idea of bringing back the 60s Batman was floated around. Now, by this point, obviously the cast were no longer in sufficient shape to do all the stunt work required. Now, that can be arranged if you ignore the fact that Bruce Ward no longer fit in the tights, but unlikely. Until someone had the brilliant idea of trying to make an animated movie out of it. That was the Caped Crusader I was lucky enough to see in theaters a few months ago. And the second movie just came out. It's Batman versus Two-Face. And it guest stars as Two-Face, William Shatner. So it gives you a chance to get Batman against Kirk. That should sell the plan, doesn't it? So Shatner makes a much better character than Bane. Flat out, I've seen both movies, and for the presence of villain and biting and all that, forget Bane. Two-Face is much more pleasant to watch. The Catwoman, it's Catwoman. It's really Catwoman with decent motivation and no stupid punchline, and perfect. Now, although I'm quite enthusiastic about it, because I've just finished watching it, it's actually not quite as good. I kind of think it might not have been quite as good as the Caped Crusader, Return of the Caped Crusader. This could be the good old sequel effect that the whole motivation for the existence of the movie is no longer a surprise. You've just seen the Return of the Caped Crusader, so the nostalgia ain't what it used to be. Regardless of that comparison, it is a very entertaining cartoon. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to go and watch the original series real soon now. And I can't believe that would be a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. So, recommended. If you haven't seen the original show, you probably should. That's what saved Batman. And although it's not the usually boring grimdark you've seen recently, it's definitely something to see.